In the past, those persons claiming that cell phone energy caused them neurological harm, termed electromagnetic hypersensitivity, were dismissed by some doctors and industry scientists as delusional. However, the BJM study reported that the phenomenon is real, with 8 out of 10 studies the scientists evaluated reporting increased prevalence of adverse neurobehavioral symptoms or cancer in populations living at distances 500 meters from BSs, cell tower base stations. The author of the study noted that the cell towers they examined all met current safety guidelines, indicating that these guidelines are inadequate to safeguard the public from electromagnetic radiation. The study also found that since cell tower signal strength is determined by the inverse square of the distance, a person who lives twice as close to a cell tower receives 4 times the radiation. Close observers of our society have noted how the general public appears increasingly confused and irritable. Natural News editor Mike Adams wrote, "A society that once operated with some degree of sanity and politeness has become largely demented and rude. Mathematical abilities are nearly lost across the population, as very few people under the age of 40 can even calculate 15% waiter's tips at a restaurant. The ability of voters to understand laws, liberties, freedom, and even the structure of government is almost entirely lost in nations where cell phone towers are ubiquitous." Given this recent research revealing the negative impact of cell phone radiation on human brain function, it would be incredibly irresponsible to fail to consider how cell tower radiation alters healthy brain function and promotes confusion and irritability. Many thoughtful people in America have begun treating their cell phone like their credit card, useful in an emergency, but to be used only on occasion. Parents should be especially mindful of the time their children spend on a cell phone.